Texas proved to be an easy mix with the kids' personalities, and I had no problems getting back into my old familiar routine of surviving, drinking, and then surviving again. I'd pretty much accepted the day-to-day lifestyle associated with being an Army spouse, and I don't recall it being much like that Lifetime show, Army Wives. Phil and I were continuing to grow apart, even though I don't think he really noticed. He couldn't see how, quietly, I was hurting inside. That's just how quiet it was. Despite having the family I'd always wanted, I still felt incomplete. I hated the fact that even with the wonderful titles of mother and wife, it still wasn't enough. That kind of emptiness comes when you don't have love for yourself. And while I was getting older, I wasn't getting any better in that department. In reality, my unhappiness wasn't Phil's fault or anyone else's. As women, we often look to our men to be the knights in shining armor who will make everything right. We expect them to be the ones to validate us and make us feel worthy. Trust me when I say the men in our lives can't do that. More often than not, they are fighting the same insecurities and demons we are. It would take me years to realize that I was the only one responsible for my happiness, and that blaming others only shifted the focus away from where it needed to be, on me. I had to figure out for myself the root of my pain so that I could make it stop, but I still had a ways to go before I'd find the answer. Nevertheless, as a couple, we carried on and quickly connected with a new round of friends who just loved coming over to our house for drinks, cards, and any other weekend escapes we could muster up. I love the fact that while all of us had financial problems, enlisted soldiers make very little, that never stopped us a bit from having all the liquor we wanted when we were in the mood to drink. If Phil and I didn't have a good enough supply, the couple next door would donate it, or the family down the street would bring the extra six-pack of beer to make the night complete. As we resumed the life we'd always lived from the old base to the new one, things were changing rapidly for Shaquille. Though he'd made a name for himself in Germany with his impressive basketball skills, moving to Texas was akin to starting all over again. He'd have to prove himself at a school and in a country where basketball was not just a sport but a religion, with a lot better talent. Still, my son was undeterred, as he was with most things in life. Of course, there were times when his confidence was rattled, like when the newspapers questioned early on whether this very tall man-child could walk and chew gum at the same time, or even actually help the base high school team, Cole High School, get to the state championship. Those local sports stories would be our